From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. For a second day in a row, Thursday's demonstrations turned violent in Cairo's Central Square. Foreign journalists and rights workers came under attack, along with anti-government protesters. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says the violence even spread beyond the center of the city.
The NPR group, we were in a residential neighborhood nowhere near the epicenter of the fighting, and we were just trying to talk to people about daily life, and suddenly we were surrounded. We were asked for our identifications. We were accused of being spies and infiltrators, and then it got violent, and what had turned into a mob started beating a colleague of mine. We tried to flee to the car. We were chased, and the crowd was extremely angry. Eventually, the army was called, and they escorted us to safety.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has strongly criticized attacks on peaceful protesters and journalists. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says Clinton wants the Egyptian government to hold those accountable, those responsible for the attacks, accountable.
As Egypt braces for more and potentially larger demonstrations, Secretary Clinton delivered a strong message to authorities there. Stop harassing journalists.
This is a violation of international norms that guarantee freedom of the press, and it is unacceptable under any circumstances.
She also condemned attacks on peaceful protesters, human rights activists, foreigners, and diplomats. Clinton urged the Egyptian government to negotiate with a broad range of opposition figures and civil society. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Meantime, anti-Mubarak forces are camping out in central Cairo in preparation for another mass demonstration on Friday. U.S. business orders to factories went up 0.2% in December, increasing of $436 billion. Daniel Carson reports, excluding transportation goods, factory orders were up 5 months in a row.
The manufacturing sector has been flexing its muscles. With business orders for machinery and communications equipment climbing, factories have been cranking up production. And that, says Moody's analytics economist Aaron Smith, is good for the economy.
We're seeing broad-based strength outside of some of these volatile categories like aircraft. But the detail when it comes to businesses and what they're doing is very good.
Overseas markets are giving a push to factories. Economists say a weaker dollar is making U.S. products cheaper and therefore more attractive. And they say the tax cut package will put more money in people's wallets this year, giving them more to spend. And that will prompt businesses to place new orders to meet that demand. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
This is NPR News. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the U.S. economic recovery is gaining momentum. Speaking at the National Press Club, Bernanke noted that unemployment claims have dropped and more employers are hiring. But he says true recovery won't happen until there is sustained job growth, which he says can take years. Bernanke also warns Congress that failing to raise the debt ceiling could cause the nation to default on its debts. Shell oil companies delaying plans to drill an exploratory well in the Arctic Ocean this summer. NPR's Jeff Brady says the company was not able to get an air quality permit from the government in time.
Shell wanted to drill at least one well in the Beaufort Sea north of Alaska to see if there's oil there, but the company needs months of advance notice before the summer drilling season. The EPA didn't issue one key permit in time, so now Shell says it'll wait until 2012 to drill. Lois Epstein with the Wilderness Society says the delay is good because more time is needed to include lessons learned from the Deepwater Horizon accident in the Gulf of Mexico.
Shell has the time now to upgrade its application, and the government has the time that is needed to do a complete process and avoid shortcuts.
Shell has maintained all along that it's prepared to drill safely now and that it could clean up a spill in the Arctic if that became necessary. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Tokyo shares rallied Friday as investors cheered earnings and a major takeover in the steel sector. U.S. stocks posted only slight gains, sending blue chips to a new high. The Dow gained 20 points, closing at 12,062. The Nasdaq added 4 points to close at 2,753, and the S&P 500 was up 3 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR.